Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 14. What is up, guys? Welcome to today's episode. I do have to apologize about the audio quality. I've been traveling this week and forgot to bring my microphone with me, so today's episode has been recorded just through the built-in mic on my Mac. But nonetheless, today's topic is something that I think you guys can really benefit from, especially if your goal is to build lean muscle mass. So what I want to discuss in today's episode is three reasons why you aren't building lean muscle mass. Now, unless you're a complete newbie in the gym or you're someone that's overweight and it's really your first time you've been introduced to strength training and weight training, the chances are that going into the gym and just lifting heavy weight is not going to cut it if your goal is to build lean muscle mass. So today I wanted to kind of share with you three of the most common reasons that I come across why my clients or just people around me and even things that I've gone through myself, reasons why you aren't building that lean muscle mass that you're after. So reason number one is you aren't eating enough. Now, I can't tell you how many people come up to me and say, you know, Danny, I'm eating until I feel sick. You know, I have massive meals and I just can't put on weight. I can't physically eat any more food. And the first question I always ask is, how many meals a day are you having? And more often than not, the answer is probably three meals a day. So they're having three massive meals a day. They're feeling full as a bull when they're done. They're feeling sick because they've eaten that much food and they think that's enough. But I'm sorry to say it, guys, but if you're at the point where you cannot put on weight, you cannot put on any more muscle mass, then three meals a day is just not enough. Now, it's all well and good to eat until you're full and eat big, high volume meals and calorie dense meals, but we know now that if you're not eating in a calorie surplus, meaning you're not taking in more energy than you're expending, then you will not gain weight, and in most cases, you will not gain lean muscle mass. If you have any lifting experience at all, if you're not a complete beginner, then it's extremely hard to build lean muscle mass if you're in a calorie deficit or even at maintenance calories, unless you're coming off a phase where you have been in a deficit or a fat loss phase, but that's a topic that we can cover on another day. So unless you're eating in a calorie surplus, you will not gain weight. Now, it's extremely hard to get in enough calories to put yourself in a surplus, especially if you're at the point where you're struggling to gain weight off just three meals a day. So my suggestion to you is to start tracking your calories if you're not already. I want you to eat exactly the same amount of food for 1 to 2 weeks and monitor your weight, your average weight. So get your weight first thing in the morning on an empty stomach for 7 days a week. You might do it for 1 week or 2 weeks. Take an average and see whether you gain weight, maintain weight, or lose weight. Now, if you lose weight or maintain weight, then it means that you need to increase calories. And it doesn't mean you need to increase calories by 500 to 1,000 calories, because we know you only need to be in a slight calorie surplus to gain weight and to gain muscle. So say, for example, you're eating 2,700 calories for 2 weeks and you don't gain any weight. Your energy expenditure is exactly the same as it usually is. You're going to increase your calorie intake by 1 to 300 calories. Now, you can get this from either carbohydrates or fats or a mix of both. Now, remember, protein and carbohydrates, 1 gram of those two macronutrients is worth 4 calories. So one carb is worth 4 calories, 1 gram of protein is worth 4 calories, and 1 gram of fat is worth 9 calories. So you're going to make a slight increase in calories, and then you're going to repeat that same process. So monitor it for 1 to 2 weeks, keeping your energy expenditure the same, meaning that your weight sessions stay the same, so the amount of weight sessions you do, and if you're doing any cardio or conditioning, keep that exactly the same, and monitor what your weight does. And if you get to the end of that 1 to 2 weeks and the same thing, you're not gaining weight or you're losing weight, increase calories again. Now, this is a great way to monitor whether you're gaining muscle or body fat. We're only making small increases in calories, but then again, it takes away the guesswork of whether or not you're eating enough, because I can tell you for certain, and I know that this was something that I was a serial offender of this. I thought that I was eating enough. I thought that I was eating, you know, more than enough. I thought there's no way I could possibly eat any more to gain weight. But as soon as I started tracking my calories, I was shocked at how little I was actually eating. you know, I was eating massive meals, but I was only eating 2 to 3 times a day because I had such big meals and I was full for so long, I wasn't getting anywhere near enough calories. So reason number one, you are not eating enough. So track your calories, see what your maintenance calories is, and make sure you're in a calorie surplus, and I can guarantee you will begin to see the scales move. Reason number two, you are not progressing with your training. Now, as I mentioned at the start, if you're not a complete novice, you're not a complete beginner in the gym, or you're not someone that is extremely overweight that's just getting into training, lifting heavy weight and just going into the gym and all you can think about is lifting heavy weight and you're not putting any focus on any other factor, you know, outside of the gym or any other factors inside of the gym, then it's more than likely you're not going to progress with your training and in turn you're not going to gain lean muscle mass. So we need to focus on what's called progressive overload over time. Now, what that is increasing your overall volume that you're lifting in sessions, the overall amount of weight you're lifting throughout a whole session, throughout a whole week, throughout a whole month, over time. Now, how you're going to do that is in the way of more reps, sets, maybe more exercises, more sessions, the ability to actually move the weight. So, you know, this week you might do 3 sets of 10 on squats at 120 kilos, and on an RPE, it's about 8 out of 10. But then, you know, 2 to 3 weeks time, you might be doing that same amount of weight, same amount of reps, same amount of sets, but it's only a 6 or 7. So you know that you've progressed and you can increase weight. The main thing is that over time, you have a linear progression in regards to your total overall weight you are lifting and volume that you are lifting. Now, it's important to keep in mind that you're not going to step into the gym every day or every week and always see massive improvements, but the key is to progress over time. We want some form of linear progression over time. Now, how you do that is you go in, you create enough stimulus, enough breakdown of the muscle for it to have to adapt and change to the tension that you are putting on the muscle. You recover, you leave the gym, you do everything necessary to recover, you come back, and then you repeat the process. And over time, you're going to get stronger, you're going to lift heavier weight, more reps, more total, you know, overall volume, and in time, that's what's going to help build that lean muscle mass. But far too often, I see people go into the gym and just train their ass off, train to failure on every exercise, leave the gym absolutely wrecked, and they think that's enough, or they think that's what's going to help them build muscle. But in actual fact, they're having a negative effect on their training because they go in, the first exercise, and you know, I've spoke about this in previous episodes, but they go in, first exercise, fail on the first or second set, and all of a sudden, if they're training, you know, if they're just doing push, so they're mainly doing chest, triceps and shoulders, if they've failed on the first exercise, I can guarantee the rest of their session is really going to suffer. Whereas if they had have worked off an RPE or, you know, percentages of their one rep max, then, you know, they're keeping a few reps in reserve, but over time, they're not breaking down the muscle that much that the rest of their session suffers. So their overall kind of volume that they've lifted, the total weight they've lifted for that session is going to be more if they're more reserved at the start of the session. Now, that's not to say that there's not a time and place for training to failure. There definitely is, and I'm a massive fan of it, but you need to have a plan of attack. And then I guess on the other end of the spectrum, we have people going to the gym, just having a laugh with their mates, getting this session done, just ticking it off and just going through the motions, and that's just not going to cut it, especially as I've mentioned multiple times in this podcast already. If you're an intermediate or advanced lifter, you need to be tracking your workouts just as you're tracking your nutrition. You can't guess your way through this. So it's definitely a planned approach. You need to be tracking the weights you lift, the sets, the reps. Over time, we need to make sure that that's progressing, and that's what's going to lead to that lean muscle gain. Now, the last reason why you aren't building lean muscle mass is because you aren't recovering well enough. Now, we don't grow in the gym. We go in, we break down the muscle tissue, we give the muscle enough stimulus to create change, and then we leave, we grow outside of the gym. Far too many people think that the more time they spend in the gym, the more they're going to grow, when it couldn't be further from the truth. So the focus really needs to start to go to other factors around your training. Now, when I say other factors, I mean sleep, hydration, nutrition, mobility, flexibility, going to get things like deep tissue massages, myotherapy, dry needling, all that type of stuff, self-myofascial release with the foam roller, the lacrosse ball, all that type of stuff. We need to really start putting a big focus on that if you want to perform at your best every time you step into the gym. But if you're finishing a session and you're leaving, you know, your nutrition is not on point, you're not sleeping very long, you know, you're not getting the adequate rest you need in between sessions, then your sessions are going to be off. Your sessions are going to suffer, and it's going to be very inconsistent. You might have a day where you eat really well, you do your mobility, you stretch, you have a great sleep, you're really hydrated. The next day, you know, you train the house down, you have an awesome session. But then the next 5 days, it's completely off. You don't eat well, you don't get enough sleep, you're not drinking enough water, and your sessions suffer. So over time, that linear progression is not going to be so linear. It's really going to suffer, and you're really not doing yourself any favors in regards to building muscle mass. So that's my last reason, guys. I guess the conclusion or the summary to this is that there's way more things you need to focus on than just lifting weights when you're trying to build lean muscle. But if you do have all these in place, and you know, obviously this is not going to be, these factors aren't going to be 100% spot on all the time. You know, unless you're a professional bodybuilder that gets paid to do this, I can say myself that I'm not on top of all these factors 365 days a year. Okay, so, but as long as you make it a habit that majority of the time, so 90 to 95% of the time, you're on top of all this, I can guarantee that over time you will build lean muscle tissue. And one thing I guess I kind of wanted to finish on is the fact that, you know, when I speak about lean muscle, so there's no such thing as being able to build fatty muscle, I guess. But there is such thing as eating too many calories, gaining too much weight, and the majority of that being fat and not muscle. So as I mentioned in the nutrition part of this, that we only need to be in a slight calorie surplus to gain weight and to gain lean muscle. And the benefits of staying relatively lean while increasing weight slowly, you know, they're endless. Things such as being able to keep on top of your cardiovascular fitness a lot easier when you are at a leaner body fat. You know, another thing, being able to see the change you're making instead of just being like a fat blob and, you know, eating everything in sight, and then the next time you go to cut down and you go, well, you know, I've barely made any progression because, you know, I thought the scales went up 10 kilos. Surely that means that I've gained muscle, but no, you've probably just gained a lot of fat. And in the process of trying to get rid of so much fat, you've lost more muscle. So the leaner you are at the start of a fat loss phase or a cut, the easier it is to maintain more muscle mass and the more food you're going to be able to eat and still lose body fat. And that's a massive part of not only, you know, for myself when I compete, or if I've got a client that wants to compete, I'll make sure that they're in a really good spot with their calories, with their body fat, with their training and everything before we start, because it makes the journey so much easier. And if you're someone that wants to build that muscle, but then, you know, maybe cut down for summer, or you have a wedding that you need to be nice and lean for, if you haven't got a holiday, or anything, you might be doing a photo shoot, or you may even be a competitive bodybuilder. The leaner you are at the start of your fat loss phase and the more food you're eating, the easier it's going to be. So these are just some of the reasons, I guess the most common reasons I hear as to why people aren't able to build lean muscle mass over an extended period of time and why they really struggle. So if these things are something that you struggle with, then give this a go. I'd love to hear how you go. Feel free to send me an email at danny@dannykennedyfitness.com. Make sure you guys are following me on my Instagram and Twitter. My username is @djkfitness, and my YouTube channel is Danny Kennedy Fitness. If you're interested in any online coaching, again, feel free to email me at danny@dannykennedyfitness.com. Hope you guys have enjoyed this episode of the podcast. I do apologize for the audio quality, but I'm really enjoying this journey so far, guys. If there's any topics you'd like me to talk about, feel free to shoot me an email. I've got some really cool guests lined up over the next couple of months, so it's just a matter of trying to organize the time to sit down and get the episodes done. But appreciate all your support. Make sure you leave it a review on the podcast, rate it, and please do subscribe, as all the support does help. And I look forward to talking to you in the next episode. Thanks, guys.